Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, are you ready to go? It's the new year. Ready to purge some stuff? Katie Holdifer is the Associate Editorial Director at Real Simple. By the way, I love your magazine, Katie. Love it.
Thank you so much.
Because, number one, it's clear and it's simple. I don't know. It's just like a pleasure to look at. So things that we need to purge from our closet right now. Why don't you give us the list? Because that's a good place to start. Most of us are still putting away Christmas decorations, but in order to make room for those, we got to get rid of other stuff.
Right, right. And that's exactly why right now is the perfect time to declutter your closet, because the holidays are behind us, and I feel like we all really want this fresh start for the new year. But the thing we hear again and again is that the closet is really one of the toughest spots in your whole house to declutter. And I think part of that is because clothing is so meaningful to us. It's how we represented ourselves to the world. So to break it down, I like to put it into three different categories and then start with the easiest category first so that you feel like you're gaining a little bit of momentum. And the first category I like to start with is anything that's damaged or stained. So you just want to go through and take out any items that maybe you have, like a ripped pair of jeans that you meant to put a patch on, or you have the stained sweater that you spilled coffee on and your stain fighter just didn't fix.
And
you
want
to grab those.
That is so funny, because I'll keep it, because I'll say, oh, I'm going to, when I paint the house, I'll wear that. Or,
right.
You know, when I'm working in the yard, I'll wear that. And then I'm like, why
right.
am I washing this and putting it back in my closet when I would never wear it in public?
Exactly. I would keep one outfit, maybe two outfits that you keep as your painting clothes, your cleaning clothes. And then the rest, I mean, you're just taking up really valuable real estate in your home. And so for anything that you need to clean, I would take it, grab it, bring it to the laundry room or the sink and make sure that you're going to handle that today. Because otherwise, again, it's just going to sit in your closet for months. And then anything that you can't get the stain out of, I would commit to taking it to the dry cleaner. I try to reduce how often I'm going to the dry cleaner just because it's not great for the environment. But if it's between that and having it be sent to the landfill, I feel like it really can be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then, again, keeping one or two outfits as your cleaning clothes or your painting clothes. And then for the rest, I would check out, go to earth911.com, and that can list all of the fabric recycling centers in your area that will accept clothing that's in any state. They can be reused or they can just be recycled if they're not able to be worn again.
Okay, back that up, because I did not know there were recycling facilities that just recycle the product. They don't try and resell
yes.
the item. They're actually taking that cloth and recycling it?
Yes. So there's both. And actually, yes. Yeah, so if you go to earth911.com, it will list everywhere that you can bring clothing. You can search by every type of item. So you can just type in textiles or clothing or fabric, and it will show you everywhere that you can bring those items. And actually, some of them are even really convenient, such as retailers like H&M will actually collect clothing that's from any brand, and they will determine if it can be reused or if it can just be used as recycling. Sometimes, like, the fabric can be used for insulation or just repurposed in a bunch of other ways.
Hmm. Katie Holdifer is the Associate Editorial Director at Real Simple Magazine. We're talking about the 11 things you can purge from your closet right now. And you were very, very correct in saying that people have an attachment to their clothes, whether it's the, you know, the sweatshirt that they wore during college or I don't know why that psychology of that interests me. But let's move on to bad bridesmaids dresses.
Yes.
And it's not
this
just
is
that.
A really common one.
Sometimes it's mother of the bride's dresses. You're like, oh, I wore this for his wedding. Or
I still have all three of mine.
Do you? See? And so how long are you going to keep them?
I don't know, but I absolutely love them. And I'm like, maybe when I'm invited to a gala, I'll wear it again. But I'm never invited to a gala. So why?
So what do we do, Katie?
Right. So I feel like if you really love them and if you have the room, I mean, it's all a question of if you have tons and tons of closet space, go ahead, hang on to them. But for me, in my tiny apartment, I just don't have the room. So I would go through anything you think you're going to wear again, keep. If not, I would just go ahead and donate them. You can bring them to Goodwill or a similar organization. I think the nice thing there is you can know that it's going to benefit someone else. And then if they're in really good condition and you didn't, you know, spill any red wine on them at the party, you can resell them on a site like Poshmark or ThredUp. I have to admit, I spend way too much time on Poshmark, a little bit more time spent shopping than selling, but it's just a very easy app to use.
Okay, what about the motivational clothing? Because it's the beginning of the new year, so everybody is going to watch what they eat, we're going to drink less, and we're for certain going to fit into that pair of pants that hasn't fit in 2 years.
Right. I would say let's get rid of any of that aspirational clothing. I feel like if it doesn't currently fit you, but you hope to wear it one day, and that can be anything, you know, if it just doesn't make you feel good, I would say let's get rid of it. It's just taking up valuable space for the items that make you feel beautiful, make you feel confident, which is what we should be really keeping front and center in our closet. And I also think that aspirational clothing applies to, like, say you have that fancy gown for that black tie wedding that you just haven't been invited to yet. I feel like that can also go and be donated or be resold.
And what about shoes that don't fit? Or they're just painful because they're heels?
Yes. Yeah. All of the painful heels and the painful shoes, this is a great time to donate them or toss them. I feel like if a shoe hurts your feet before you even leave the house, those are good candidates to add to the donate pile.
And Katie, do you practice what you preach?
I try to. I should a little bit more. Honestly, the one thing I have to go through right now that's on the list is socks. I feel like every time I go to the laundromat, I end up missing one of the socks. And I feel like if after a few months you haven't found the pair, you're probably not going to find it.
And are all these tips posted online or in the magazine?
They absolutely are. Yeah, check out realsimple.com. We have tons of tips for how to declutter every single room, every single closet and drawer in your house.
Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
If you go to Twitter, you will see that new COVID is trending. People have a lot of questions about that. So Dr. Jeffrey Copen is going to join us after 3 o'clock. And then we'll talk to somebody at Access Living. They're hosting a mayoral debate this weekend, and just about everybody's participating. All of that's on the way after Steve's newscast from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.